Well, at Multnomah County Animal Services, they have an overcrowding problem, and they need to recruit more foster families, we're told, for a growing list of dogs there. Joining us live now on Portland's Afternoon News is Jay Levitre at the Animal Services Headquarters. First of all, Jay, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us on, Tim.
All right, so how many dogs are you trying to get into foster homes right now?
I don't have an exact number, but I know that we do have a lot of long-term dogs, some who have been in our care for over 100 days, who just need some respite from the shelter. And fostering can also help us learn more about the dogs to help place them in the right homes.
Yeah, and I understand, too, that it's kind of stressful in the shelter, especially if it's overcrowded. So getting these dogs out, at least what I'm told, is good for their mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are some enrichment measures we can provide in the shelter, like walks and giving them toys and playgroups. But with all the noise in the kennels, it can be a really stressful environment. And being in a home environment really calms them down and really lets their true personality shine, so we can figure out who they are and what they need and what their preferences are and what family they would work with best.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, for those who don't know, is the Multnomah County Animal Services shelter kill or no kill?
Multnomah County Animal Services doesn't use those terms, but we do have a live release rate of over 90% for dogs in our care.
Okay. All right, fair enough. So now, are these dogs getting close to the end of the line, so to speak?
I wouldn't categorize them as that. We don't have any time limits for animals in our care.
Okay.
We do want to make sure that animals we place for adoption are safe, and we wouldn't be placing any animals in foster homes that we deem as unsafe.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good news. All right. We're talking to Jay Levitre with Multnomah County Animal Services. Jay, how does a family become a foster family? What's the process?
The first step is to apply to become a volunteer on our website, which is multcopets.org. There, interested community members can learn more about the fostering process and just provide some basic information for our foster coordinator to reach out to them. And then they can actually select animals that are available to be fostered in their homes. So we send out emails every week. And so foster volunteers have control mm-hmm. over what animals are coming into their home.
All right. And contact information again, websites, phone number, anything you want to give out?
Yeah, they can learn more at multcopets.org or by calling 503-988-7387.
Great. All right, Jay Levitre with Multnomah County Animal Services here on Portland's Afternoon News. Jay, thanks very much. Appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you to the community.